Podcast. Here are your hosts, Cam and Kobe.
Q&A time, y'all.
That's a weird start. I wasn't expecting it.
I was just trying to keep you on your toes.
People are
buddy.
Like, what am I listening
wait,
to?
Wait, what is this?
Just yeah. the right podcast?
You are here at the right place.
Mm-hmm.
Casual Preppers. Mindless Banter, 29, Q&A.
29.
Favorite episode of the month.
It's my motorcycle number.
Was it?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I raced under 29 for a short period.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Wrecked out of the season.
Did you? First race?
It was like the second race. Busted awesome. My thumb, cracked my helmet.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good time.
It was a good time.
Yeah. So we're here with Mindless Banter and Q&A. We love the Q&As, and you guys sent in lots of questions.
Man.
Again, we apologize if we can't get to all of them. There's only so much time in the podcast.
Some of you are not going to survive because we're not going to be able to answer those questions.
I'm so sorry. Your burning questions aren't all going to get answered. But we appreciate you guys sending in the questions.
yuck.
Cam's over there choking down this drink. He brought us
I was all excited drinks. To show Kobe. Kobe's used to just plain carbonated garbage.
Yeah. He's not liking
this. This is just water with natural nothing.
Yeah.
Natural flavor. Natural organic water.
Tastes like air.
Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, should we just get rolling?
Let's just get it rolling.
Okay. Number one came from underscore red Nick. He says, replace the main character of any disaster/apocalypse movie with yourself. What movie do you choose and why? Would you have fared better or worse than the character in the movie?
I'll be honest, I love questions like this.
I do.
Like,
there's so much
the
fun.
The ones
huh?
are just like just mixing some weird stuff.
Yeah. So what do you think, Cameron?
I'm going with Brad Pitt, World War Z.
That was a good one. I didn't even think about that one.
He's super hot.
Yeah, he's good looking.
And he just like had connections to everything in the government, which was way cool. Like he got a satellite phone for free, I bet.
He didn't even pay for that Garmin.
And they were just like, hey, where do you want to go? We're going to fly you there. Yeah. Hey, we're going to fly you here. We're going to fly you there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think if I were to be, I would be him.
That's a good one. He was like so calm in that, too.
He was.
He's just kind of like
chill. He's like, that's his second zombie go around.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
No biggie.
I just got in a plane crash, pulled a piece of metal out of my tummy.
They're making another one.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Because that one was an unexpected, like, good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, ah, this looks weird. They're
nothing
too fast.
Like the book.
No, I don't even know how.
Not a thing like
they were
the
able
book.
To use it, yeah.
Yeah. We like the title. We're going to make a movie.
And it was a catchy title.
It was, yeah.
But I really liked him in that movie and in his position, like government-wise.
Yeah.
You really didn't know exactly what he did.
What's he do? Is he like a, you know, like a courtroom clerk? Or is he like a 007 agent? We don't know.
Like a 007.
I know, I'm saying you just don't know.
I think he's a CDC 007 agent.
Yeah, could be. But this would you have fared better or worse than the character in the movie?
Me, I would have fared worse.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have the stature and the looks.
No. You look that good. You get through situations looking that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Go ahead. Come on in.
The zombie's like, never mind. That's how a zombie sounds, apparently.
Never mind.
never mind.
I'm going to spit in your mouth.
I'm not going to eat you. That was a good one. So I went with the character Charlie Frost from 2012. And did you tell me you've never seen this?
I've never seen it.
I don't
never
like
did.
It.
I know. I had to look it up again. I was like, what?
Yeah, so Woody Harrelson is in this movie. So he's like this. He has a radio show. And he's a conspiracy theorist.
God, it sounds good. I don't know why.
Oh, he's so cool.
Woody Harrelson's awesome.
Yeah, so they go to the Yellowstone caldera because there's like activity going on there. And Woody Harrelson is there in his like motor home. And he's got all these maps and crap on the wall. And the government's coming after him. You know, all that kind of stuff. And he's got a radio show that he broadcasts from there. And then at the like Yellowstone, the caldera like explodes, basically, I think, is what happens. And he's out like on the bluff. And he's got like this mobile unit where he can do his radio show from his backpack. So he's like doing it as he's watching it. And he's like, it's beautiful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So freaking funny, dude. I love Woody Harrelson anyways.
Yeah, I do too. Good.
But I think I would have fared better than him, actually.
Yeah, I would hope so.
Because I would not have continued broadcasting at that point. I'm sorry, guys. If Yellowstone blows, I'm not going to continue doing the podcast.
No.
It's over with. So I think I would have gotten out of there.
There's even another question on that.
There is
caldera, yeah.
Oh, yeah, there was, huh? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, that's what I would pick.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Myzaloto underscore screamo.
Mm-hmm.
Mixolotto?
I don't have no
underscore
idea.
Underscore screamo?
Don't care.
Best part about this is just trying to pronounce you guys' usernames. How can you compete against hunters and natives as a common suburban guy? Do you gain experience and learn hunting skills too?
Yeah, well, you need to if you're going to compete against
like
big time hunters. And
I'm trying to level up every week.
Oh, yeah.
Trying to gain more
XP
experience points to put in certain categories.
Yeah. Yeah, I run after every rabbit I see. And just
my stamina is max. My bar.
Yeah. No, but I would go back, and if you haven't yet, listen to our episode on hunting, because we kind of do go over this a little bit, because Cam went through that.
Big game hunting
thing.
Yeah. He'd never done it.
He had never done any big game hunting, and we did a film called The Rookie. So if you want to check that out, if you haven't yet, it's from Wild Air Films on YouTube, and you can see Cam go through the whole process, literally from never killing a big game animal to, spoiler alert, killing an elk at the end,
right?
And eating it and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah. I mean, what do you think?
Yeah, I think that... I think, well, just the question of compete against hunters and natives, I don't think I have the ability to do that. But at the same time, like, I don't think that those hunters and natives that think that they can, like, live off that skill alone are going to do any better.
You're not going to.
Like, a lot of people are like, well, I'm a hunter. I can go out there. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah,
like, good even luck. In hunting season, think of how many people are out there.
Yeah, that's just hunting
and then once
season.
You pull the bill, you know, to worry about even having a tag, yeah, they're not going to be anything
and
left.
Desperate people.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to start, it's going to...
You're going to be skinned.
Exactly.
Your
you're
head's going to be on the wall.
So if you... So the only thing I look at hunting as is a supplement to whatever plan I've got, right?
Exactly.
And so to my food preps that I have at home,
or
a garden or whatever it is. It's just part of that plan, but it's a very minute little piece of it. And it might be something that's like, okay, maybe I'll do that as I'm bugging out or something. If the opportunity arises.
Exactly.
Or if I'm,
I'm definitely not going to rely on that as my only source of.
You'd be stupid to.
Right.
Right. I mean, fishing.
And I think the hunting skill, like learning that, it's such a useful skill and a hard thing to learn. Like, I still don't feel even remotely comfortable trying to go do it myself. But the one thing I loved is learning like how to use the parts of the animal. Like, meat, what areas to cut, how to cut it off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was super useful to me. So.
For sure. I think some of those skills cross over into other things.
Skinning humans.
Well, exactly.
It really is.
But I mean, tracking and, that type of thing.
And we talked about that. It's like,
I
think it would help you to be stealthy about
for sure
guarding your territory and
shooting
arrows at humans.
Absolutely. So, I don't know how you compete against the hunters and natives other than everybody in the world is going to be trying to do that at that time. So I'd say, get those skills, but make that a very small secondary piece of your plan.
Make
sure that your food preps are the biggest piece of it. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Okay. JerryBear6555. Okay, I almost didn't put his in here because he's kind of been...
Creepy.
A little bit creepy.
A little dirty.
You little... JerryBear. I did anyways. So...
This is your last warning.
This is your last warning. It better be good. Okay, this time I'm not going to ask about banging. That's what he says. What would you do if a gun confiscation came up and it started a revolution? What is your plan? In parentheses, banging is optional, he says. I don't know what that's supposed to mean.
Oh, he wanted to throw his dirty mind back in.
Yeah, I know. So, I keep hesitating to get into any of these types of gun debates and things like that. And we are, as a lot of people saw on our, I think it was our Facebook group, I put it, we are going to do a firearms episode probably next month, but we're bringing in somebody who's an expert to talk with us about it. But anyways, so if a gun confiscation came up and it started a revolution, I guess gun confiscation doesn't really matter. It's just a revolution either way, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what the revolution is.
So
what is our plan? Honestly, it's to keep a low profile. It's to stay out of the mess. I completely understand people getting up in arms.
No
pun intended. About Oh, that was the wrong button. stop it. about, you know, the Second Amendment rights and all those types of things. But look, is it really? I don't know. I hesitate saying any of this.
I know, it's hard.
Look, yeah, I'm going to stay out of it as much as possible. I'm going to keep my guns for as long as possible. Mm-hmm, and if there is a revolution, it's going to suck. There's going to be lots of death. There's going to be lots of misery. And if there's any chance to make it to where there's no revolution, that's what I'm going to try and do.
Yeah. The doctor I work with, we talk about like purchasing guns, and he likes to purchase guns off from like Craigslist and stuff, because he's like, I don't feel like my name's registered to that, you know. And there may be some protection there, but I don't know.
Well, in Utah, you don't have to register a gun.
Yeah,
there's actually many states where you don't have to.
So he feels like that's even more of a protection.
Sure, yeah.
If that comes down to getting your guns confiscated. But he, like, I think, like, having guns in different spots, like, would probably be something to...
For sure.
Hopefully not go, here you go, here's my guns.
Oh, it's all in my gun safe in the basement. Yeah.
Yeah, I've had them all right here. And then just have one buried under a straw bale out in the middle of nowhere.
For sure.
But, yeah, you know, that's going to be an interesting situation.
Yeah.
That's a crazy deal there.
Yeah, it's a total... It is something that actually could happen.
Easy,
sure.
Yeah.
You know, it's moving.
We're trying it now. We're trying to get there.
Yeah, and they've been trying for a long time, but... Good one. Thanks, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Pervert. Want to read the next one?
Pervert.
Thanks, pervert.
Ryan the Manahanna.
Oh, is that what it is? Ryan the Manahanna. The Manahanna.
The Manahanna?
Yeah.
During a Red Dawn situation, would you try to travel? Some say staying put is best, depending on where you live. Others say the safest place is furthest away from the coast as possible. Would you try for the mountains or hold your ground? Personally, I live in the southeast, so I'd shoot for the mountains inland.
Yeah, so I guess if it's a Red Dawn situation, you have an invading force coming in. Yeah, the coasts probably aren't going to be the optimal place to be,
right.
I would suspect, right? Where Cam and I are, we're actually in a relatively good spot, I think, to ride stuff out. So we have pretty good infrastructure here, but we're way out of the way of like any major city. We're not really on the way to going anywhere either, other than maybe like Denver, I guess. But my plan would be to stick it out here, to bug in, to stay at
unless
at
there's
house.
An invasion for Gilsonite.
Yeah, then we're in trouble because they ain't going nowhere but here.
There's the only place on earth.
Yeah,
Gilsonite.
Yeah,
I think it depends a lot on the country that's invading.
Sure, yeah.
You know, I'm like, if Mexico's coming, I'd probably go up high, cold, north.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Because
they don't even exist.
Right? They don't like snow.
And if it was Koreans and Russians, I'd go to Arizona.
Yeah.
They probably wouldn't know how to make it. All their clothing would be like super thick leather, cold weather.
This too hot, let's go home.
Ridiculous.
This too, let's go home. Phoenix,
titanium
horrible.
Pants are too hot.
What'd you say?
Titanium pants are
titanium
too hot.
Titanium pants.
But yeah, I think it's a fun scenario to think about.
Yeah.
But I would not be around the coast no matter what, ever.
Yeah, it's just not a good place to be.
It's
right?
it's too like the weather's too stable. You know what I mean? Like it's too easy to live in those areas, and I think that more people are going to flock to those types of areas.
Sure. Well, and I think if there's an invading force, it's easy. There's no stopping them.
Yeah.
They just go there, and it's closer to any
other.
Can't
put a wall up on the ocean.
Yeah. So, I would say probably go inland. And like Cam said, it very much depends on who is invading and where they're invading from. And who knows?
Yeah.
Could be the Canadians invading. You know what I mean? Then you got to go south.
Yeah, man, that's a mess.
Yeah.
How do you even stop that?
You don't. They
just
do
let
what
it
they
happen.
Want.
They we're blend coming, in so well.
We're coming in, eh?
Until they start talking.
You know, I know. So thank you. Next one. Logan Brown 427. Have you ever said anything on the podcast that got you in trouble with your wives later on?
I don't think I've been in trouble. She gets a little bit, you guys talk too many sexual innuendos. Maybe you go off. We've actually had some listeners say that too. They're like, you guys need to tone it down a little.
Really?
You get a little dirty.
I don't remember that.
It was early on.
Was it?
Those listeners were probably gone.
Yeah, they've been gone for a while, probably.
Probably somebody in our church.
I think we keep it pretty low.
I think we do,
I mean,
too.
Most of the time, and stuff comes up. But yeah. I don't know.
Sometimes it just drifts that way.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we are men.
But
when it comes down to it.
But actually, surprisingly, I really haven't gotten in that much trouble.
So there have been a few times where my wife's like, oh, let's listen to your last show. I haven't heard it. So we'd be like driving down the road. And on the podcast that we're listening to, I'll say something like, oh, my wife did this. And she looks over at me like, and I'm like, oh.
Anytime I listen to it with her or something, I'm like, this episode's pretty funny. And it's like the first thing.
Yeah.
What
did you say? But she'd really, no, she doesn't get, she's never really gotten mad at me about anything. My kids are the ones that actually get mad.
That's funny.
Because if they hear like a snippet of it somewhere and like, I'll say like damn or hell or something, they're like, Dad, you swore. They will not let it go, right? And so
good for them.
Yeah, I know. Someone's got to keep me in line. But so that's where I get in trouble is for my kids mostly. I mean, they don't really listen to it other than like they'd hear a snippet or something if I'm doing something on my phone.
Kids amaze me because it's like you could be talking straight to them and swearing straight to them or something.
Yeah.
And then you like whisper. It's like, yeah, did you hear so-and-so down the street getting a divorce? What did you say?
I know, exactly.
Like, what? Get out of here.
Get the crap out of here,
crawl out
kid.
Under the bed. Yeah. Did you guys talk about it? He's like, get out of here.
Did you say sex? Let's talk.
Yeah. Can't talk directly to him. You have to talk around him.
Yeah. I wonder if our kids will ever, like, clean their room.
Yeah.
And as of that, they wouldn't hear, right?
No, not at all.
Stay quiet. Don't breathe. Dad's talking about cleaning. Yeah. Funny.
Okay, Crook underscore Caleb.
Caleb?
Crook underscore Caleb. Caleb. I don't think we've had one from him, huh? Underscore Casual Prepper Podcast.
No,
hashtag.
Hashtag. That's what I saw. I'm like,
would bounty hunting be a good profession for the post-apocalyptic world?
You know, that's a good question.
I think it's pretty cool, yeah.
It could be. I guess it depends on which post-apocalyptic world, like what is the scenario?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, there's
what are you looking for?
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, like, so there had to have been movies like that, right?
Star Wars is kind of that way.
Oh, sure, yeah, like the Mandalorian type thing, right?
Yeah,
there had to have been some other ones. Was there like some of that going on in Mad Max? I can't remember.
Yes, man, it's kind of confusing. It's like, yes, that they're bounty hunters, but they're all
I don't know.
That's a weird. That's a hard one to. But yeah, that scenario is probably the most likely to be like a bounty hunter group.
Sure, yeah. I don't know. I mean, I guess it could be. I mean, maybe start, you know, brushing up on your skills, but I mean, it's as good a profession as any. In the
casual bounty hunters.
Yeah. Well, if we find them, we'll get them for you. If not, no biggie.
We'll see what's on the line here.
Yeah. No biggie.
What are you going to give us?
Mm-hmm.
I think it could be a profession. It always has been. So
why
would it change?
Yeah.
There's bounty hunters out there.
Sure, yeah, there is right now.
I'm sure Bank of America is probably going to hire bounty hunters.
They
think they're getting out of this. They're not.
Not happening.
Get out there. Get them casual bounty hunters.
I don't care if they got four arms from being irradiated. We're getting them.
We've been giving credit to all the illegal immigrants anyway.
That interest is racking up. Good one. Tommy T. 1 or 10,000. Ooh, 10,000.
Tommy T. 1, 10,000.
Hello, I'm Tommy T. 10,000. How may I help you?
It's Model T. 1000. I keep saying 1,000.
I've seen preps that include stash kits buried in PVC, cured, vacuumed, and filled with argon gas on roundabout routes to secondary locations. Thoughts? Question mark? Yeah, that's a fantastic idea. We actually did early on an episode on survival caches, right? I mean, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Survival caches.
There's like a billion uses for PVC. Like,
yeah, for
people
sure.
Like,
yeah.
Drink, making cups out of it, and bombs and storage containers.
For sure.
I didn't know you could add argon gas to them. I guess it makes sense for storage purposes. I
suspect so. I don't know.
I just been atmospheric air is fine.
Silica packs in there and just calling it good. That's what I've been doing.
I just do two sprays of Lysol. And then I throw my stuff in and tie it down.
WD-40, I get it in there, light it, and then shut it. Yeah, that's what I do.
Just dump 90% isopropyl. Yeah.
It seems to work good for me. I don't know.
Sterile.
Yeah.
Sterile. I boil them all. Yeah. It's like bottling.
Yeah.
As soon as it like gets real
hot,
I figured that's probably sterile. When did we? That was an old one.
A long, long time ago.
Caches.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do caches again.
We probably do, don't we?
Yeah.
Good idea.
Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead and use it. I don't know if you need to go get argon. I don't think it's that important.
I don't know. I need some argon. Ah, that's argon.
Did you say Aragorn?
We got no more. It's argon.
You say Aragorn from Yeah. Okay. Jason. Underscore Jason.
Mm-hmm.
If you could only use either a tarp, tent, or hammock for the rest of your life, which would you choose?
I'd definitely not choose a hammock. I hate hammocks. I mean, I don't mind.
They're a real pain.
I don't like to sleep in them, though.
I'm
a stomach sleeper.
I've never tried to sleep. I have like three hammocks,
mm-hmm.
and I've never tried to sleep overnight in one of them.
Yeah. I'm a stomach sleeper,
can't
so hammocks don't like, like on my back, my spine.
No, it's just that's the one thing I thought about too. I'm like, I don't sleep very well on my back. Sleep on your stomach, your shins kicked back.
It's hard. My throat's closed up.
Hard time breathing. Your nose is pushed up to your forehead.
I'm glad I picked the hammock.
This is a
good choice,
terrible,
Kobe.
Terrible.
Good choice.
The rest of my life, I've got to sleep like this.
I love these questions sometimes. Okay, you're in a situation where you can only use a tarp, a tent, or a hammock forever.
forever.
Go.
No nope. Turning back.
No. It's like, well, that's a crazy situation.
So Kobe wouldn't do the hammock.
No, definitely not doing a hammock.
You're a tent man?
Yeah, well, this very much depends. Okay, so in this weird hypothetical situation, do I have cordage? Like, do I have, you know what I mean?
That's true.
Because if I just have a tarp and it's just blowing in the breeze, I don't know about that. He's been very specific so far. You know, I can't have a bed. I can't have a cot. I can't have, you know, a bedroll or anything like that. Yeah. It's just these three things. So I'm going to go with a tent. For one thing, I can keep the rain and the elements off. I can zip it up. My kids can stay outside of the tent. I can be inside of the tent. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't have to deal with them. If I have to change my clothes, nobody's looking at my junk or or my hairy butthole or anything like that. So,
all right.
So for the sake of everybody else.
The image was bad and then it got real bad.
I was trying to go for the shock value there.
You did.
Good.
You hammered. You brought a home there.
Yeah, I sure did. Looked it right in the eye and I went for it.
The one eye, the hairy eye.
The one hairy eye. So anyways, yeah, I'm going with a tent unless I can have some really good cordage.
Yeah, I think it is. First things first, how can I protect my hairy butthole from everybody else?
I don't want Bigfoot looking at my hairy butthole. If I got a tarp, he's going to see it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
That's Bigfoot.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like. Don't worry.
There's another hairy butthole.
look at my butthole. It's hairy too.
Hairy butthole, that's okay.
It's okay, pound it, buddy.
Ain't no talking. Don't say hairy butthole and pound it.
Oh, man, like,
yeah, pound a fist is what Kobe was saying. You guys that can't see, you probably needed to see that part.
Yeah.
I'm not very bold. Let's pound it. Wait a minute.
We're getting down to business. Let's do this.
I would go with the tarp.
I never thought that question would go to that.
I didn't either. It went way weird all of a
sudden. I need to stick to the notes that I've made.
Sometimes we forget you guys can't see things.
As you can see, I did not put hairy butthole anywhere in my notes.
He didn't.
That was just off the top of my head.
Yeah. And it was a little weird out of context. Yeah. So I go with the tarp. It does depend a lot. What do you got with that tarp? You got some bungees? You got some
bungees, anything.
But you can wrap body in it.
Sure, yeah.
You can fold it all kinds of different ways. Picnic. Sometimes.
Throw out a tarp for a picnic. Yeah. That's a fun picnic.
I've used a tarp for about everything. But as soon as you try and use it to cover stuff up in your bed, it gets torn to shreds.
Yeah, it's torn, it's gone.
But, you know, you can use it to make a dam.
Damn
no,
it.
You can stop water with it. Shade, traps.
Hamster farms.
Yeah.
Right?
I feel like it's pretty universal. It's probably not as convenient as a tent, but I feel like it might be little more durable.
And then if you just move.
A tent, the first day you open that zipper, pop, it breaks.
Sure, you're probably right. Well, with the tarp, too, you just move one letter around, and now you have a trap.
Never thought about that.
I know. I'm going deep as I can here.
Depends on the color too, you know.
Sure, yeah.
There's some camo ones at Harbor Freight.
That's a good
Those
idea,
are pretty
really.
Nice. So you could use it as camo too.
That's but, sure.
It's a hard one, you know.
It's a hard
one. It's a tough one.
Hard question to figure
but
out.
But yeah, there you go.
We need to move on from that though, for sure.
poor choice of words.
Whose turn is it to read?
It's yours.
Okay. Aussie underscore Nilsson says, How did the actor Cam prepare for his strong performance in Gone Chapter 1?
Oh, yeah.
Is Gone Chapter 2 in production?
I just showed up that day and thought about what I'd do on the ride up to getting filmed. That's it.
That's about that was as how far I prepared. As it went.
There was no weight training.
No.
I had no trainer.
Mm-mm.
I just was natural.
Yeah.
I just went about it casually.
You sure did. You took it very casual, didn't you? I'm pretty sure I yelled at you a lot on that production.
He does. And then that's why I'm like, Kobe's going to tell me what to do. So
yeah.
I just have to usually take like some antidepressants before we go up and do any filming.
Pop a Xanax.
Not take things personal.
Yeah.
And that's how. I just get my mind, I just free it of all thoughts.
It's all about the craft. As usual. It's all about the final product.
Yeah.
Yeah. But there was some like pre-production. We did a little bit of pre-production on that. But,
yeah.
Unfortunately, no, Gone Chapter 2 is not in production. It's not even in pre-production. We haven't even.
Not even in plan.
Mm-mm. It's not. And I know you want us to. But hell, we got a lot of things going on, right?
Yeah, all kinds
all
of things.
All kinds going. Of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So you'll never know.
You'll never know.
You'll never know.
Leave it into your own imagination.
By the time they get to, probably somebody else picks up production
yeah.
on Gone Chapter
Some
2,
other studio.
There's gonna be a whole nother actor.
Yeah.
Maybe my son when he's grown of age.
Yeah. Probably.
So, yeah.
Good one.
Yeah. Schmick Cottage.
Mm-hmm.
Schmick. If you had to go through some sort of intense wilderness ordeal, and it was going to be the two of you, and then four Disney leading male characters, not sidekicks, which two would you each pick to finish out your group?
See, this was hard because
it is
not
hard.
Sidekicks.
Well, and it's hard to say, like,
who's the leading
some
character?
Some of the, yeah. Because, like, in Aladdin, is the genie considered a lead character, too?
Yeah, because that was one I was thinking
really
about.
Good.
And so, okay. So the first one I'm taking is Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Cam. So I have some reasoning behind this. The reason I do this, he's got the street smarts. Now, he's been
sure
living
does.
On the street for a long time, and he's done all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, one step ahead of the...
Exactly. at this point, he has a flying carpet.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think that could really help you in some sort of a wilderness situation. He's got that monkey, too, and that monkey can get you supplies. He can steal stuff. He can cause diversions. He can do all those types of things. So I think Aladdin would be great for my first choice.
Yeah, and he's married to the princess.
Yeah.
Or nowadays, the sultress, sultan?
I don't know.
Sultanitress? Something that doesn't exist.
Yeah, so that's my first choice. What's
my
your first,
first would be the Beast.
Yeah.
From Beauty and the Beast.
Sure.
So it's like the lead character is Belle, but...
Sure, yeah.
He's probably the second lead character.
Yeah. That's
anyway,
a good idea. So what's
like,
your
like
reasoning?
Disney movies are hard to say which is the lead. Like,
yeah, it is.
Because there's always like a main role of sick people.
Mm-hmm.
Just because he blends into the wilderness.
Yeah.
He looks, you know, he probably would befriend Bigfoot.
Yeah. If like, he's not, if he actually isn't, maybe he is Bigfoot.
He's got a hairy beehole too. Bigfoot.
Hairy beast hole. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling it a beast hole from now on.
Yeah. I think he could kick some A and take some names.
Sure. Yeah.
And, he's got weird castle stuff that can help you out. Candle.
Yeah.
You always have a candle and a clock with you.
Mm-hmm.
So you always know what time it is.
And you can see.
Yeah. So
yeah.
You got dressers that can follow you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you don't even have to like carry any of your stuff because it's just following
he's
you.
He's got stuff for water.
Like your bug out bag would walk behind you.
Yeah, sure.
So, and yeah, and teacup.
Teacup.
So you always have stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Why isn't there a toilet that follows poop on my face. Why did I get...
I got the shitty job.
Janitor gets turned into a toilet. Yeah. Son of a...
It couldn't have been at least a plunger? Come on.
Beast pisses on my arm every morning.
Yeah.
Tired of it.
Come on, man. Open your eyes.
But I think the Beast would be a good ally.
I like that. Cool. My second one, seeing this one, same movie.
Oh, it is.
Same
it does
show.
Come from the same.
Gaston.
Huh? Oh, yeah.
Right? So he's not necessarily a lead character, but he's up there. He's in like in the top three or four in that movie, right?
Yeah, he is for sure.
So the dude's like a hunter.
Yeah.
Like, right? He's
freaking
a hunter.
Ripped.
Tough as nails.
Yeah.
Dude is tough as nails. He got those leather boots, yeah. Right? The only problem I see with him is he eats 5 dozen eggs a day, and that's going to be tough to come up with in the wilderness.
Oh, he does, yeah.
You remember the song?
Yep.
But, you know, he's no one's as slick as Gaston.
No.
No one's as quick as Gaston. No one's neck is incredibly thick as Gaston, so I've got to go with him.
He is good, yeah. Yeah, I mean, having a narcissist come around yeah. with you, that'd be great.
For sure, yeah.
Our country has enough of them already.
Yeah, I mean, I think the group dynamics are going to have an issue there, but...
Yeah, he might be a bit hard. With,
yeah.
Just send him out to hunt duck and stuff.
Exactly, yeah. Oh, good job, Gaston. Well done.
Yeah, you have to like
yeah.
really praise him.
I'm glad we're getting into this. I mean, this
my
is
my second one would be Tarzan. The dude can freaking yeah. live out in the wilderness.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't talk very much or well. I get along with him really guys, good.
Man, those guys, they're perfect for each other.
Yeah. Mumbling and trying to formulate a sentence. These guys get along really
sound
well.
Sound like two toddlers playing in their bedroom.
He can coordinate with monkeys and gorillas and
yeah.
and other animals.
Well, they have Aladdin's monkey there. You can kind of like yeah. talk with him. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They can form a little group.
They can swing around.
Yeah.
Swingers.
They're swingers.
He's
yeah.
a true swinger.
For sure.
So I think that like his abilities
yeah.
would come off real well if you were bugging out.
For sure. I think so too. That's a great, great choice.
Yeah, Tarzan.
Great choice. I think that's fantastic.
Okay. I don't know who's next.
I think it's me too.
Yeah, it is.
Me. Custom,
it's mine.
Custom Firearm Coatings asks, will you guys be at PrepperCon this year?
I thought he would ask. You guys need a custom firearm coating?
Call me. Here's my email. Read my question, please. No, yeah. we will not be at PrepperCon because there is no PrepperCon this year.
Dead.
You're stupid. Gosh. But there is light at the end of the tunnel because we will be at another conference in March in Salt Lake City. Well, Sandy, Utah, to be exact, the Be Ready Utah Expo.
Yeah.
So we're excited.
Is it the same location then?
Yeah. It's at the Mountain, or is it the Mountain America place?
Now,
what it's called these days?
I don't know. Time.
Yeah. So we will be there. That's like, mid-March at some point. So if anybody's, going to that, the Be Ready Utah Expo, let us know. We can say hi.
Hello.
We say hello. We get some selfies taken with each other, and Cam can go.
I was fan stunned.
He was fan struck last time we saw someone.
Well, you're a fan. And I walked off.
Pleased to meet you. Yeah.
Don't see my face.
No.
I don't want you to see me in the open and in the wild.
Yeah.
Ditto. Mm-hmm. Any more to add to that
nope.
question? Clayton. Mm-hmm. That's the name, okay? Somebody's like, what did
Clay
you say?
Tun.
Clayton. Tun. Yeah.
Tun.
Oh, that makes sense. Clayton.
Yeah.
What have you prepped to help with the fact that your family may not be all together when shit hits the fan?
Mm-hmm.
That's my greatest fear in all of this.
That is a fear that I have as well.
Yeah.
Like it's a.
Yeah, we've talked about you're probably going to all be in separate locations.
Yeah, that's
so that's scary.
That's the scary part. So for me, that's why I continue to harp on the emergency plan for the families. At least you guys have talked about it.
Yeah.
Right. So if this does happen, at least you've had a conversation. Maybe it doesn't help a lot, but at least you kind of have an inkling of what to do. Right.
And then you don't feel as bad if your kids get lost. You're like, well, they didn't listen. I talked to them about it.
They had their
they're
chance.
Gone. It's their own problem.
They had their chance. Yeah. You
and 30 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
They'll get you in a trap and they'll be on their own.
Yeah, exactly.
And remember me, Dad.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why I think the emergency plan is crucial. Also, you know, the get home bags and the EDC, that's why we prep those things as well. So, like, if they're at home and you're at work and you need to get back to them, you have those things to get to them.
Yeah. And I think both of us kind of had that goal this year mm-hmm. on the last podcast was to, like, kind of. Like make a
yeah.
more clear plan for our families.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a real high chance you're going to be somewhere else.
Faux shizzle.
So get together.
My nizzle.
Figure out how to get together.
You get together when getting gets tough, all right?
It's a
tough. All right, Carissa DeWitt. She says, how active would the Yellowstone caldera have to be before you guys decide to bug out? What do you think, Cameron?
I honestly don't worry much about this because I'm like, one, if there's warning ahead of time, that's a miracle in itself.
Sure, yeah.
Two, you got to go so far to not be affected by it.
Yeah.
Probably another planet.
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, And like, I just don't think you can really escape it in the United States very well. Yeah, like, you may, I don't know, underground bunkers and stuff, underground bunkler.
Oh, yeah.
I don't really think that there's much you can do to avoid this type of thing. I mean, it's an Earth destroyer almost.
It pretty much is, yeah. It's going to change life on Earth.
And then the fact if you get like false alarms, that's a lot of money. Well, I flew to Asia twice because I heard it might erupt.
Jeez, second time I've been to Asia this year. Yeah. There would have to be some like insane research, and they're going like it's ready, like in March it's happening. You know what I mean?
Book your ticket to SpaceX right now.
Get out of here. Yeah. So the USGS actually estimates the probability is 1 in 730,000.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not too worried.
Nah.
That's a big number, right? That's
a big number.
So, yeah, I'm not scared.
Wonder what the chance of a coronal mass ejection is. Is it more than that?
I'll bet it's less.
I bet it is, too. Okay.
Or more.
But, yeah, I don't think you can really, even if you can predict it, it's just too hard to, like,
sure.
If you keep false alarm bugging out,
uh-huh.
Yeah, okay. It's going to cost you too much.
I agree.
Andrew Stevenson, you two are in the wilderness survival situation.
No, we're not.
How cold does it have to get before you resort to spooning? And who is the little spoon? I want you to write down your answers without the other looking and show them on the count of three. Let's see who is more confident in his manliness. Andrew S. from the lunch table. So I didn't look at Kobe's answer.
Yeah.
Mine was, I would have to be dead before spooning. Kobe can use that cold spoon however he pleases. Food, bolt, sponge, bear trap, I don't care. But I want to be alive to see it. But I won't be alive to see it.
I don't care. If I'm going to die, I'll spoon. I'll be the big spoon. I'll be a little spoon. I'll be a medium-sized spoon. I'll be a fork if I need to.
As long as I'm warm.
But I'm going to get it done as long as I'm warm and I don't die. I don't even care.
Well, you got the wrong partner.
Hey, man, at least we ain't a forking, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right.
It's true.
I don't know why those questions keep coming up that. I don't know what it is. Jeremy Acker.
So disrespectful.
We're the ones that keep putting it on here, so.
I know.
Jeremy Acker says, what's the one fast food item you'll crave the most once society has collapsed and you're eating squirrel every day?
I didn't know that you... Well, we'll get to yours.
Okay.
I just say French fries.
They are freaking good, aren't they?
Like, you don't really ever go specifically to get French fries, or you're like, I'm not going to get French fries. And then your kids, you're like, I'm going to eat these French fries.
I'm going to eat your French
fries. Eat all the bag fries. And
what are your favorite fries?
I don't know. From what place? That's tough because, like, McDonald's, you can't go wrong ever.
They're
always good.
They're good. Well, so, they're not always good. 10 minutes true. After they're cold, they're not good.
5 minutes after they bought,
definitely
they're
not
bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like Burger King's and Freddy's are freaking good.
Yeah, they are good. Yeah.
I don't know. They just, I'd say I'm pretty French safe fries. With any fry.
Okay, good. Yeah, Chick-fil-A nuggets, dude. I'm all about those suckers.
Yeah, Tawny, so I found that, I guess your wife said something to my wife about you always wanting to eat out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, I don't even know Kobe liked that.
Freaking A, dude. Have you had their nuggets?
Oh, I love them.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, they're amazing.
They're so good. And then their Chick-fil-A sauce.
There's always a freaking line mile long. So
but
I just give
so
up.
They're so fast. It is the fastest. Like, whoever's running Chick-fil-A should run the damn government. Because you get in that line and it is like, yes, sir, my pleasure. Here's your freaking chicken. And you're gone.
Seems like I've always had to wait.
Oh, no, dude. Longer than I wanted. It is one of the finest establishments.
Maybe time speeds by when you know you're going to get chicken in your mouth.
One of the finest establishments in the United States.
It is. Chick-fil-A. Their chicken's amazing. I agree.
Yeah,
I'll agree 100%
good.
There.
Mm-hmm. So, good. Next one.
That is one I've had on occasion craved.
Oh,
man, that
so
chicken
good.
Flavor.
It's so good.
It is. Yeah. It's super good.
How did Jeremy get in here twice? You little prick, Jeremy. How did you do that? I didn't even notice that. You want to read this one then?
Yeah. Well, don't expect to be read for another 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, you're done.
Jeremy.
Mm-hmm.
What will you miss the most when there's no longer a signal on television?
Mm.
Well, one thing is I don't get any signal. I'm talking about, are we talking about internet?
Yeah, I think we're talking about any kind of television, right?
No, what would you say?
Now, honestly, okay, people might make fun of me for this, but New Girl is one of the funniest shows in existence.
Yeah.
I still watch it all the time, reruns constantly.
It makes me laugh.
It's hilarious. Hard. Yeah, it is hilarious. If you guys haven't watched it, watch it.
Yeah,
because you'll love it.
Yeah, I think just reruns.
Sure.
A time killer, something to laugh, bring up the old spirit.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Scrubs, I watch all the time.
Oh, like, Scrubs is a good
just
one.
Pop on and start watching. Mm-hmm. And New Girl's one, Parks and Rec. Like, I just, anything to just make me laugh. That's what I'll miss the most.
Sure.
And then not being able to give my kids something when I don't want to deal with
a babysitter.
Them.
Yeah. Stranger Things is another big one I really like.
Yeah, that one's really good.
The writing, the cinematography, all that kind of stuff. Fantastic. Yes. All right. Uh-huh. Andrew Leonards. He says, from the lunch table, if you could crossbreed your own hybrid animal for tactical purposes,
this would kill me.
Which three animals would you cross and why?
Oh, that was freaking funny.
Yeah. So I did four because I feel like I could do whatever the F I want.
Hey, if you ask this question, you can do whatever you want.
So I'm going with like the quintessential casual prepper's animal here. I'm going with a goose, a goat, a ferret, and a hamster. All right?
This thing would be...
It's like the perfect casual prepping SHTF companion.
It's right the there. Mascot of the casual preppers.
It is. Somebody needs to graphic design that for us.
Seriously.
It has like a t-shirt on that says casual preppers.
That would be amazing.
You know what I mean? Okay, guys, that's your...
I may even pay for somebody to build me a mascot hat, like animal head.
What would that look like?
I don't know.
Goose bill and like a goat horns.
I don't even know how you do
ferret
it.
Ferret ears. I don't know. Hamster nose.
Oh, that is the ultimate animal for the casual preppers. It really is.
For sure.
Well, I went real fantasy here.
Yeah.
A horse mixed with an eagle and a lion. Because a Pegasus transport.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Just... freaking horse that can just pack a lot of stuff on it. They fly around.
Somebody would criticize it. Well, you can't use that kind of a Pegasus with those tires.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
It's hard to ride and carry a backpack with the wingspan.
Where are you going to get parts for that? Yeah.
How are you going to feed it?
You know how to fix it?
Yeah. That's so true. And the sad thing is I did think about critics when I was doing this. Yeah. I'm like, why am I even worried about it?
This doesn't exist. It's so funny. I thought the same things. Like, people are going to criticize my answer here. And I'm like, why do
Me
I
too.
Care?
I thought the same thing.
This is a stupid thing.
Well, first I was like, I'll go with a horse, eagle, and then something that has good armor because you don't want it to get shot down.
Like a turtle?
I'm like, come on, never mind. What am I talking? Yeah.
That's horse, eagle, turtle. Yeah.
It's got a hard shell.
Yeah.
But I went with the lion is the third part of it because it's like if you could carry, transport, have, bird's eye view of your surroundings, and you can attack. Nobody's pissing with that area.
Perfect.
He's got that flying horse lion.
A Pegasus horse lion back again.
Just rip you to shreds.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Protection, transport, hunter, all in one.
Jeez.
It's a scary animal.
You would be unstoppable.
You would.
100% unstoppable.
Yeah. I'd make up some weird, cosplay thing.
You should.
Look like Thor almost riding on there.
Somebody needs to make us a thing, though, with the goot. The goot.
He's already got a name for it. The gootster.
It's called a gooitster.
The ferret's got to get in there, huh?
A goose, a goat, a ferret, and a hamster all together in one. And he's got to be wearing a casual, like a Stay Survive t-shirt or something.
The goertster.
Goertster, yeah, exactly. All right, next one. Scott.
Beautiful images.
Scott Pulaski asks, what did you do this week to prepare? What did you do this week to work towards prepper fitness? What did you do, Cam?
I lifted dumbbells once on Monday.
Did you?
Still on a break from it.
Yeah, well, you got to let the muscles rest.
And then
you're drinking that post-workout stuff every day to help?
Yeah.
Yeah, good idea.
I heard chocolate milk is better than any protein shake.
Yeah, for sure.
But I have cut back a ton on drinking pop.
Good.
I've only had two of these this week. Mm-hmm. This is like bubble water.
This is not pop.
This is disgusting. Is what this is.
It's organic.
Yeah. And then I've just kind of been going through my water, looking at the dates and changing them up a little bit.
You just scratching them out and putting in different dates.
Well, just take a Sharpie down and change the date.
That's good for another 35 years. Ripper tip.
That's the nice thing about food and water storage is you're the judge.
You're the judge of when it's bad or when it's not.
Expiration, just put an infinity sign.
Expiration 4,295. 40-25.
That's a way to protect yourself. You want to raid my supplies? You're going to have no idea.
Yeah. Scratched all of them out.
It's a mystery.
Yeah.
You may get C. diff. I don't know.
We need to take a picture or do a video of that of like us like changing, scratching them out and putting new expiration dates on them.
It's time to restock. Yeah. This is right in a new
date. Preparative. It's not expired till you say it is.
99 beans are now 2029 beans.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's good, yeah. Something. Cam and I did do a radio check this week, which was cool.
We did.
We've been trying to do that maybe like quarterly, like every few months to make sure the radio waves are still in operation. I don't know.
Make sure there's no interference. Working.
Yeah.
Speaking of, did you see that that marijuana growers, like the lighting on the indoor to grow is interfering with ham radio?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're all pissed off in only two states, California and Colorado.
Yeah, I'm sure,
makes
yeah.
Makes total sense. But that's weird. That sucks and it messes with it.
I wonder why.
It messes up the radio wave. I don't know, it gives off some, it's like 300 hertz or 30 hertz or something.
That's a lot of hertz. That hurts bad.
So you're not going to be growing and radioing.
That hurts bad, man. Yeah, that's good.
Oh, hurts.
Oh, that hurts. Next one. You want to read it?
It is JJ, right?
JJ Murray.
JJ Murray. What is your favorite part of having a podcast, and what's the worst part?
My favorite part is hanging out with Cam. Yeah. It's such a good
It actually is a good break friend. In the week to
it
like
is, yeah.
get together and laugh. That was our whole, that was the whole reason like we wanted to do it. It's like,
yeah.
It's a reason for us to get together,
yeah,
and shoot the shiz,
mm-hmm.
and our wives can say that we're actually being productive.
Somewhat productive, yeah. No, it's really true. My favorite part when it comes down to it is just like hearing from the listeners. Honestly, yeah. Like it's so much fun. Do you want to know what my worst part is? Hearing from the listeners. So but truthfully, like yeah, there's mostly good, you know, that you hear, but then sometimes it's just like, oh my gosh.
Why you guys do that?
Correction.
Correction. Nuclear physics.
I just got done with your podcast. Do yeah. you understand the nuclear physics you explained are yeah. all wrong?
Let me send you a link that will take yeah. you 4 weeks to read.
Disregarding casual in your name, yeah. you are wrong.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree with you there. I do like to hear like individual experiences from people mm-hmm. and how many of you like to be dirty and think that we're...
Yeah.
Together as a
I like all of the inside jokes we have with all of the, yeah, the listeners. Too. That's like my favorite part.
Like, the reviews. Yeah. It's like, man, you're a listener.
Yeah, it's like we have all these little stupid inside jokes and sayings and
yeah.
it's just for
like
us.
Like even my post this morning, I think I baffled some people that aren't true listeners.
Oh, really? I don't remember what it said.
The hamster thing.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
They were
yeah.
like, well, these don't have enough protein.
Oh, yeah, somebody said that. Like,
I'm like.
Somebody said something. Yeah.
But a couple people said the same thing. They're like,
yeah,
satire. They're not understanding
anything. Exactly. They're not listening. But that's my favorite thing is having like this group of people that we're like, you know, a few thousand people and we're all
yeah.
more than a few thousand. It's several thousand. And we're all in on a joke.
Yeah, I like that.
You know,
jokes up.
Jokes up.
We're not even preppers.
We're not even preppers.
I like the fact that... people defend us too. Like
I know, yeah.
You know, they're mm-hmm. like, come on, this is for fun. Like,
yeah.
Chill out, yo.
Chill, chill, chill. All right, next one. Jeremy Coy says, with the recent talk of World War III, if the U.S. was invaded, what's your game plan?
Perfect timing.
Perfect timing. Guess what? Stay tuned, Jeremy. Coming soon.
Real soon.
Coming soon. Oh, we got some up our sleeve and down our pants. You don't know what's going to happen. I'm going to start saying that instead of something up my sleeve. I got something down my pants.
Oh, that would be good. we need to get it changed to that.
Yeah, we're going to see what we can do. Yeah, no, we have an episode
coming
up. No worries,
I got something down my pants.
Oh, you won't? Oh, don't
How
worry.
How are we going to get out of this? Don't worry, I got something down my pants.
I got something down my pants. It's a Sasquatch butthole. Anyways.
Why didn't you whip that out? Maybe we could have got Sasquatch to show out? Up. Your hairy butthole up there.
I don't know. I didn't even think about it.
I'm glad you didn't
me.
Think about it. Hey, it's quiet. I hear something out in the woods. Whip out your hairy butthole.
I'm going to stand on this log and bend over. See what happens.
Get whole family of Sasquatch show up. Never been done.
I don't know why people listen to this podcast.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay, next one. read
that's
it.
That's it. That's the last Bigfoot joke I can stand.
You guys have crossed the line one too many times.
The hairy butthole just done it for me. I'm done.
There will honestly be like Bigfoot people who will be pissed off that we made that joke.
I guarantee it. It's fascinating.
Bigfoot doesn't have a butthole. Don't you guys know?
Have you not seen the BFGO does not find Sasquatch poop anywhere?
The findings say that they actually don't have a butthole. You idiots.
That would be a whole like breakthrough thing. History shows and bones that we've found show no butthole. Interesting.
How does it poop? We don't know.
Its bathroom is in the other dimension.
Yeah.
It will not poop on Earth.
Read the next one.
Let's go two into this joke. Stay tuned, Jeremy. To Chris Hart. Isn't that where we're at?
Yeah, Chris Hart. Yeah.
What is your go-to SHTF firearm? Not because I want to know what the best firearm is, but because I'm curious about what you feel that comfortable with.
Well, I haven't yet been in the SHTF situation, so I don't know what I'm going to reach for.
Probably the third or fourth one.
Yeah.
I felt best with my pistol.
I don't know. So this is a good question, but a hard question to answer because there's so many different situations you could be in. So I think the best thing to do is be as comfortable as you can with as many calibers and firearms as you can, right? I mean, that's probably a good thing. So I have an AR, I have a bunch of 22s, I've got a shotgun, a 270, 9mm, all those types of things, a 223. I feel pretty comfortable with any of them.
Yeah.
You know, but obviously it depends on what situation I'm in, what I'm going to use. So I say, why not have more options if you can?
If I think
not,
if you own it,
yeah,
you should be comfortable.
I own that.
What you want to do is you want to own it first.
You walk in the room and you own it.
You don't even need a gun.
Look at this.
Just walk in the room and own it. Honestly, right now. Right now, I'm going for my shotgun. Like, that's what I'm going to grab.
You like the shotgun?
Yeah. I'm comfortable with it.
Mm.
I know where my finger goes.
Fits like a glove.
I know where the bullets go. Yeah, I know which way to aim it.
Yeah.
But
They're called shells.
Yeah, that's true.
Dummy.
Oh, I'm going to get torn apart there. Watch your mouth. But yeah, like, I've thought about it a bunch of times. I have, you know, 22 rifle, and I don't have any handguns. I'm still working on that. But I think, regardless, I would probably go for a shotgun if somebody invaded my house or if I needed to get out of there.
Mm-hmm.
I've got slugs, you know, so I can at least get a little range out of it. And then I have just regular buckshot.
Yeah.
That in the face of anybody is going to be.
It's not going to be fun.
You're going to need a shotgun pointed at you.
For sure. Yeah.
You've got to do a lot of serpentine running. You're going to get hit by some BB.
Yeah. I hope your fitness is up to par.
Yeah. But yeah.
It's a good one. Yeah.
I should get an old street howitzer, like the little. The little break.
The breakdown.
It's like a stagecoach gun.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sweet. Way cool.
Anyway.
Last one. Late submission from the lunch table. They're lucky they got this in by the skin of their damn teeth.
Yep.
Which would be a harder situation to face during an EMP? A, you are 50 miles out in a city gridlock with the family in the old family truckster and need to get home. Or B.
So you're deep 50 miles within a city?
I think so. That's a big city. Huge ass city.
Is this at Sao Paulo, Brazil?
Yeah. You are at home, or B, you are at home alone and need to get to that same city to rescue your family that are stranded. So I'm guessing maybe you're 50 miles away in a city and you have to get home.
Okay.
Maybe that's what he's saying.
Your home. Okay.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to go with that though.
We're going to create our own scenario.
Yeah. I think I started thinking about this. I think it's probably better to be outside of the city and have to get in. My guess is it's going to be gridlock leaving the city mostly. Yeah. Depends on what the city is. But if it's like kind of like downtown and, you know, it's where people are working and that kind of stuff, I think most people are going to be trying to leave. So I think it's probably going to be easier to get into the city. So I'm going to say I need to get in.
I'm kind of changing my thought here, thinking about it.
Sure.
Because I think I agreed with you. Like, I think it would be better to get in than I know. But if I have to get my family, which I'm going to, I think I'd rather be in the worst part of the situation.
And then leave.
And rather them be out of it.
I guess it depends on which way you look at it.
I know,
it.
It's hard. But I agreed with you the first. I was like, I think coming in, I could see, you know, which way I don't want to come back out.
Well, it depends on where is the.
But if you're going 50 miles, then you're not getting out ever.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
But yeah, I think I would feel better about knowing my family's outside of that sure. crap, and mm-hmm. I have to deal with it alone.
That makes sense.
Whereas like going in to get them mm-hmm. and then trying to get out with them,
yeah,
it's like that's
or maybe
that's,
you're not going to get out. Maybe you have to just
maybe
get
I
in
won't
and
even
stay.
Go get them.
Yeah,
take a bus.
Yeah, maybe I'm just going to stay. I
want to Venmo them some money. Greyhound's coming out of there at about 2.
You're going to be all right. Keep yeah. your head on a swivel. All right, that's our last question.
I packed you some lunches in the back of the car.
Yeah. Last question. Thanks, guys. Really quick, we'd like to do a couple little reviews, if we could. First one, Going Gear EDC Going Club, Gear. Right?
Yeah. We've done one of these, so you better remember the website.
We've done a couple of them, actually. This is, I think, our third.
Is it our third?
Yeah. So the first one is the Micarta Key Bar. It's a key organizer.
Organizationer.
It's a $60
you
value.
One similar to this.
I have a Key Smart, yeah. Oh, so Key Smart. I haven't tried the key bars, but it looks nice. They're really stout, well made. Look nice.
Nice.
That thing's cool. Yeah. That's a $60 value right there. The next one is the Vanquist.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Vanquist Fat Light. Pack Gen 2. That is this guy right here. Cool. It's like a first aid little kit bag thinger.
Yeah.
Nice looking. It's Vanquist. Cool. Vanquist has good gear.
Molly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whatever you have, you can attach it to whatever you want.
$35
your cargo
value.
Pants at work if you want.
Then the Vanquist Super Lumen Medical Patch, which is cool. This guy right there. It's bright when light hits it. So that's a $5 value. And then the rapid application tourniquet system, so a rat's tourniquet. You got to have one of those. And then it came with an Eat Your Coffee Cocoa Express. So
cool.
Very cool. Going Gear EDC Club.
Glow in the dark thing.
That's the thing I was telling you about.
No, I know, but I'm thinking like, you slap this on. I'm a medic, everybody. I'm a medic.
Well, I think it's on your bag so you can easily find it in the dark if you have a flashlight. Okay. You know what I mean?
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's good stuff, man.
All
and
usable.
Now we have a battle box.
Even edible. Don't push it off.
I'm trying to move it.
I'm trying to move you.
You moved me to tears, buddy. So then we got the latest battle box. I can't remember what mission we're on these days.
59?
We got 59-ish, I think.
I think it's 59. We're going to find out.
Real quick.
No, we're not.
Oh, you got it.
I already opened it once.
You didn't open the sides, bro.
Okay, this is top. 59, I'm
59,
right.
59, good job. Okay, so this mission, the first thing is the Survival Metrics Hydro Kit.
That was
thing
in here.
You got. Yeah, it's a $13 value.
Kinda
so I
like
think
a Camelback type of thing.
No, I think it's like you can. Oh no, that's not it. Sorry, that's not it. That's not it.
No, that's not it. That's the laundry.
The hydro kit is actually like a solar still type thing that you can. It's in like a little plastic.
Oh,
bag.
There it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's cool. $13 value. Very yeah. cool stuff there. And then a rat's tourniquet. Another one. The rats.
Man.
So.
Plan on a lot of people bleeding out, I guess.
The next thing is the Black Autumn book. So this was written by the guys over at Ready Man, or at least one of them. So this is a post-apocalyptic
books are useless.
SHTF novel. You can read it, or you can use it to wipe your bum in the apocalypse. Either way.
Yeah. I'm going to read it to you right now.
And then rip out the pages and use them for toilet paper after you're done.
Cool.
Next thing is the Quick Seal Wound Spray.
Downtime
There's
stuff.
Two of them, of the Quick Seal. You got one right in front of you there.
Yeah,
so that's really nice for like small cuts and stuff like that. Stops
quick
bleeding.
Seal your mouth.
Yeah, that's a good one. So that's the basic box.
That's cool.
Then you go to the advanced box, and there's the Ironclad Impact Protection Gloves. So these are some really nice gloves that have like the top protection on the knuckles and things
like
that.
I like those, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
You can punch your face all day.
All day long. You don't even worry about it.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing is the Atomic Bear Survival Bivy. So it's a nice bivy.
90%.
Yeah, you can,
flex 90%.
You get three bears in one bivy.
Ooh.
Yeah, very cool. $15 value there. And then that's the advanced box.
He didn't even ask. Maybe if you had a choice between a tarp
and a bivy.
A bivy for the rest of your life.
Maybe.
A bivy could be great.
True. Then we go to the Pro Box, and there's the Climate Stash 18 Day Pack. So that was that first thing you were looking at, is that day pack.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a climate backpack. Very cool backpack.
Changes the climate.
That's a $55 value
right there.
That's
cool, yeah.
Yeah, and I think you can actually put air into the back of it or something, because it's climate. Yeah, just blow into the big hole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so It's a cool little pack, cool little day pack.
Oh, it's got the I do really like the ones that have
the pump
so you can squish your water. Yeah. Spray it in your kid's mouth so they don't suck on it.
It's squishy. And then the last thing, the Pro Plus, the knife of the month, is the Koala Tree Haswell Survival Knife. Freaking sweet looking little leather sheath on this bad boy. Ooh. It's sexy looking. Yeah, so that's $150 value right there.
Wow.
Yeah, so try and
beat
that. They're
nice. Do not disappoint.
Yeah, never.
They know what they're looking for.
I've never had a Koala Tree, so I'm interested to taste it out.
To taste it?
What does it taste like? Does it taste like a koala?
That leather smells good.
It does smell good, huh?
Smell it?
No. So thank you, BattleBox. If you guys want to get your own BattleBox, go to BattleBox or try BattleBox.com/casualpreppers. Use our code casualpreppers, and you're going to get a free tactical knife. So that's something.
Yeah. Look at our stories. I'll throw up a.
Yeah.
I'll throw up on it.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. We love Q&A. We love it. Make sure you're subscribed and tell all your buddies, your friends, your moms, your dads, your cousins, your. Neighbors.
All of your questions are great.
Yep.
I love the really bizarre ones.
I do too.
You know, scenario put together. If you had a gun and a knife and an eyeball and a tooth,
what would you do? What would you make? Yeah. Awesome, guys. Thank you. See you next time.